I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Think of your local elementary school, and what if half of those kids weren't getting three meals a day? Right now, that's the situation in Venezuela. Basic food supplies have become scarce. Venezuelan President Maduro is trying to maintain an impressive front as the leader of a stable country, so he's refusing humanitarian aid. Rosa Contreras-Hart with Christian Aid Mission says church ministry partners on the Venezuela-Colombia border are providing food and clothing. Each Venezuelan family who comes across the border also gets a Bible.
The churches have built relationships with some of these families, and as they build the relationship, now many of these families are crossing the border to the church on Sundays and worshiping with the church, so basically becoming members of the congregation.
Every once in a while, the MNN team hits the road. This week, it's with One Way Ministries on their way to Louisville, Kentucky. Ruth Kramer has more.
Dodd, it's the annual Missio Nexus Mission Leaders Conference of 2016. This is the heartbeat of Mission Network News and our parent group, One Way Ministries, resourcing and connecting the body of Christ. Missio Nexus is an organization aimed at helping Great Commission workers stock the shelves in the marketplace of ideas. At this year's conference, the theme is United, We Can Do More. It's a time to come up with solutions to problems faced by churches and mission groups who are facing the same set of challenges. So what are we praying for this week? That God would open the doors for out-of-the-box solutions to these challenges. For Mission Network News, I'm Ruth Kramer.
And Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, we're activating world-changing prayer for the lost together, inviting you to join us for a prayer cast challenge called Chicago 77. You can get the details and sign up at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.